John Solomon, Breaking the News is a Must-Read. Exposes Media's Corruption and Conflicts of Interest Hidden from the Public. By Robert Krajicek on May 21, 2021. John Solomon, founder of Just the News and host of John Solomon Reports, praised Alex Marlow's Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption as a Must-Read book exposing previously unreported corruption and conflicts of interest across the news media industry. Breaking the News is literally an explosive bombshell, Solomon stated on Thursday's edition of his podcast. Alex Marlow has done enormous research into the corporate corrupting ties and political corrupting ties of mainstream news media. News media corruption goes far beyond left-wing and partisan Democrat biases, Solomon observed. He noted that Breaking the News provides readers with information on widespread conflicts of interest across news media necessary for a comprehensive understanding of what drives much of the industry's deception. Listen, interview begins at 15:45. Identifying political biases is only part of a complete understanding of news media corruption, Solomon held. He celebrated Breaking the News for revealing financial and personal ties between news media figures and issues they report on. While introducing Marlow, Solomon remarked, "A lot of times we talk about bias in the news media, and there's plenty of it to go around, factual errors. Plenty of that to go around, but we're going to take on a different topic today in the news media, and that is outright corruption, conflicts of interest, corrupt business deals with foreign leaders, things that have been hidden from the public until our next guest dug in." His name is Alex Marlow. You probably all know him as the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News, he added. He also has a fantastic radio show on Sirius XM on the Patriot Channel. And now he has a new book that is a must-read. Seriously, you have to read this. I thought I knew a lot about the news media. I knew nothing until I read what Alex had done. Solomon observed Marlow's inclusion of 1,200 endnotes contained within 105 pages of source material in Breaking the News. He practices a similar method at Just the News by providing readers with reporters' notes under a dig and tab attached to all its reports. He said, "What I love about this book, at Just the News, we have this thing called Dig In, and all of the notebook of the reporter is exposed to the reader. So when they read our story, we're not asking them to trust us. You can go look at yourself, this book has 1,200 endnotes. Breaking the News is meticulously factually cited and researched," he concluded.